Welcome to Local Matters. I'm Margaret Williams, the news editor at Mountain Express, and I'm joined today to talk about wellness. We have two special issues coming up for January 26th and February 2nd. And one of the things we've got featured in there coming up next week is some really kind of downer stats about health in Buncombe County. And here's senior news reporter David Forbes to tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, it depends on downer how you look at it. There is some good news in these statistics. Buncombe County continues to have some of the best access to health care, third among all of North Carolina's counties. At the same time, the ranks of the uninsured have more than doubled in the past 15 years. People report it's harder to get access to, say, mental health care, less people have insurance. And where it comes as an overall health, it matters, especially like obesity and smoking. Buncombe County is 30th in the state, and this all combines to give us about a 20. Atlas come in ranking about 25, spot 25 in the state. There's really some interesting tidbits among all these statistics. People in Buncombe County are more likely to be overweight, more likely to report their health status as fair or poor. Which is about a third of the people actually reported their health status as fair or poor, is much higher than the state average. At the same time, there's more physicians per people in Buncombe County. More people get flu shots. And some of the stuff actually has good news, improving picture at least.
What's some more of the good news?
Well, there's less teen births in Buncombe County. Binge drinking is actually lower than the national average, though a little higher than the state average. And and infant deaths are another actually area of some good news as well. The state average is sadly, tragically, one of the highest in the United States at 8.2 per 1,000 births, and in Buncombe it's far lower than that at 5.8.
The infant mortality rate?
Infant mortality rate, yes. North Carolina is one of the worst in the entire country.
And you noted that African-American infants are twice as likely to
die? Twice as likely to die, yes. And there's definitely these statistics do put into kind of harsh relief the problems with low income and still problems with across kind of a racial divide as well. And African Americans in general report worse health care, worse treatment, diseases are problems at surgeon. African American male in Buncombe who's younger than 75, for example, was 54% more likely to die than their white counterparts. Mm. And the health's 10 times more people who make under $50,000 a year. And as you may know, about 1 in 5 people here are under the poverty line. It's they're 10 times more likely to report their health as being fair or poor.
Your source for these statistics, for the most part?
There's a variety of sources. The biggest one is this large and very detailed health assessment that Buncombe County did recently, which obviously, as can be told, pulled no punches about some of the problems the county continues to face. Though, as I noted, there are a number of areas where Buncombe County does relatively well. Other ones were pulled from numbers from Mission Hospitals for the budget for Buncombe County Health Department. Some other sources as well. It's a smattering, but I think it makes for a pretty interesting kind of digest for a very complex issue.
You mentioned that we have a lot of doctors per person here in Asheville, and in this area we are kind of the center for health with a major hospital and a great variety of alternative practitioners here. So wellness, the issue of wellness and health is an economic engine for Asheville and the surrounding area.
It very much is. Mission Hospitals is one of the largest employers in the area. More than 6,000 people work there. And they're expanding, actually. And interestingly, when the debate over the health care reform started, there was some reports that came out highlighting a number of systems around the country as possible models for improvement. Mission Hospitals is one of those, too.
And it consistently ranks high for heart care, for example.
Yes, which is fortunate because heart disease is the number one killer of people in Buncombe County. It is by far the leading cause of death. Mm-hmm. It's about 23% of the deaths result from that. And when you combine lung cancer and strokes and a few other things, that counts for 50% of all the deaths that we face in Buncombe County.
Now, I know, but before we switched you over to covering the Asheville City Council beat, you covered the Buncombe County beat. Buncombe County actually handles a lot of the health system in Asheville, such as?
Well, there's
mental health.
It does. It handles there's a segment of mental health. There's a social services department, of course, is quite large. Handles a lot of different variety of services. Interestingly, a few years ago, actually 2 years ago, and they've been transitioning to having Winches, the Western North Carolina Community Health Services, handle their clinic, partly because that entity gets a better reimbursement rate from the federal government. And still, similar building, same employees, that's in many cases, that sort of thing, but they're being handled by a different entity now. In a way, they kind of outsource that almost. And the budget for the health department, it's over $5 million goes into clinical care services per year.
So wellness has a lot of impacts in a variety of ways for Asheville. That didn't sound terrible. So wellness, just broadly speaking, we have, as David was just explaining, a roundup of some stats, taking a look at wellness from that angle, but we also have an issue, a mix of other articles. Susan Andrew takes a look at school lunches, what the Buncombe County schools are doing for their kids who are eating there. We also have in the issue a pet health primer, because pets need to be healthy too, and a few other topics that we have going on. One of our staffers wants to become a better trail runner this year, so she reviewed a book that aims to get folks started on that. And a few other topics that will come up. And next, the following week, another wellness issue also. So stay tuned. We also have a weekly wellness roundup online that rounds up the wellness news from Western North Carolina. And Wade and Ganimore does that for us.
At MountainX.com.
Yes. Thank you, David.
My pleasure.
And I'm joined by Jake Frankel, our reporter who covers the Buncombe County beat, keeps up with those commissioners and what they're up to every week. And they had a kind of a big thing that went through this past, the other day, Tuesday.
Yeah, at the last meeting, they decided to approve a vote, a public vote in November for Buncombe voters to decide if they are willing to put up with a quarter cent sales tax increase, all of which would go to AB Tech. This vote came at the request of the school. They're looking for a way to fund about $129 million worth of infrastructure and building improvements. The money would go towards anything from renovating some of the older buildings they're currently using to building a brand new health sciences building. In their presentation at the meeting, Dr. Dunn, the president of the school, emphasized the school's role in creating jobs and businesses in the area. I think giving us kind of a sneak peek of the marketing campaign that Buncombe voters are going to have in store over these next months as they try to sell this plan.
And it comes up for a vote. It's now on the will be on the ballot this November.
Sure. The Buncombe County Commissioners voted unanimously to approve the public vote. So the commissioners did not raise taxes. What they did is approved the referendum to go before the public. So now the public will decide if the Buncombe County sales tax will be raised a quarter of a cent.
We should probably mention here that there are two commissioners that have a connection to AB Tech.
Sure, yeah, that's an interesting kind of part of the drama of this meeting and this referendum. Carol Peterson, the commissioner, is also on the board of trustees at AB Tech, and Commissioner K. Ray Bailey was the president of AB Tech for 15 years. He's since retired, and he's no longer involved in the school in any kind of formal way, but it was interesting.
Is there any public comments about the issue?
No one mentioned any kind of possible conflict of interest of those commissioners. I asked them about it after the meeting, and they said that there was no legal reason why they should have recused themselves from that vote. Although it's interesting, Commissioner Chairman David Gant always starts every meeting asking if anyone has not only a conflict of interest, but a perceived conflict of interest. Mm-hmm. And to me, this is a gray area. It could be a perceived conflict of interest. I guess in their minds it wasn't, so they decided to stay and vote on this issue.
Okay. It seems that with the downturn in the economy and interest in jobs, that colleges like AB Tech do a great deal for training folks for particular jobs and just a lot of really great programs that they do.
Sure. Well, that was certainly part of the argument that Dr. Dunn was making in his pitch to get this money. He had some kind of interesting figures he brought up at the meeting. The enrollment in the school grew 16% last year. So absolutely, with this down economy, you see more and more people trying to go back to school to get training that could potentially give them jobs. Right now, the school has about 8,000 students enrolled in degree or certificate programs and about 18,000 more who are enrolled in various other classes of different sorts. They project that the school over the next couple years is going to grow between 6 and 8%, which is part of the reason why they say they need this money, is to mm-hmm. continue to not only maintain their programs that they offer now, but to grow programs. And specifically, you put a lot of emphasis on this health sciences building. They want to grow their pharmacy tech program. And he noted that 25% of all service sector jobs in Buncombe County are related to healthcare.
Right. As we mentioned in our little bit about the wellness issue, healthcare is a fairly major industry in Asheville and Western North Carolina mm-hmm. in general. Mm-hmm. So all part of the puzzle.
Of course, not everyone is supportive of this. Kind of conservative activist, notorious Don Yelton, went up to the lectern and said, why should taxpayers be footing the bill for Memorial Missions training program? Kind of political gadfly Jerry Rice went up to the lectern and asked a bunch of questions about the safety of AB Tech's Inca campus in relationship to possible hazardous waste on the site. Mm. So we'll have to see how this plays out. It'll be interesting to see how the voters go on this issue in November.
Certainly will. Well, thank you, Jake, for joining us today. You can also find Jake. He regularly appears on Local Edge Radio on Wednesdays with our James Fisher to talk about what's coming up in the upcoming issues. So again, thanks, Jake.
Thank you.
And now I'm joined by the illustrious James Fisher, our BDB, Business Development Director, supremo and band player himself, and fish stick Twitter person.
That's right, fish stick 66, the trickiest handle on the Twitter.
And I think he spells that with some Y's.
I do.
But you're here to tell us about a little contest we got going on.
We have a brand new initiative, and I'm really excited about it. It is the Mountain Express Poetry Prize. And what we're doing is just pretty simple, looking to find high-quality, original poetry out there from avid amateurs, from you can be in the academic world, whatever you like. Basically, we just want your poems. And what we're going to do is review them with our illustrious committee in-house here. And we're going to take 10 poets. We're going to publish the winning poems in April in Mountain Express. Mm-hmm. And we're also having a live event April 8th at the Masonic Temple. And what we're going to do is also have these folks read at Asheville WordFest in May. So the thing is, go to mountainx.com/poetry2011. There's a couple little rules, but not many.
Send us some poems.
Yeah. And it's going to be a nice look at hopefully some new talents and fresh voices, and we're going to have some fun with this, and we really want people to contribute, so please do.
Great. Well, thank you, James, for joining us. And that's it this week for Local Matters.